At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I am here to help. Ahmed Fareed in for Dan Patrick on the Dan Patrick Show. It is April 22nd. You can email us at dp@danpatrick.com. You can go to danpatrick.com or at DP Show on Twitter. We've had a lot so far. Covered a lot of ground, as they say. We talked to Ben Volen, writes about the NFL for the Boston Globe, talked about some of the new rule changes, nothing real major out there, but NFL stopping just short of going to a sky judge. They will get someone up in the booth to nudge the officials in certain directions, just a nudge. So we got that that's happening this upcoming season in the NFL. We talked about rule changes. We said you can propose any rule change except for the fumble out of the end zone touchback rule. And the rule that Fritzy wanted to change was the fumble out of the end zone touchback rule.
I just hate that it takes the, even though everyone's mentioned it 15 times before I did, that kind of penalty for trying to make a special play and reach over and try to score, that the other team should get it. That can never be, no one can explain to me why that should exist.
Hates it so much that just broke the rules of our game just to mention it again. That's how much he hates it.
That's how much I hate it.
Paulie. Here's another one I saw. Again, this is at the bottom of the notes that the NFL released about rule changes.
Yeah.
They completed a study on the sharp drop in offensive holding penalties during the 2020 season. They said the NFL senior vice president for training and development would clarify the standard for holding and put together a video for teams to consume before the 2021 season. We were discussing it in here a lot during this past football season that it seemed like, and the numbers bear it out, the penalties were down, especially offensive holding, and it made for a much better season. We spent, there's more big plays, less called back, and we spent a lot less time talking about the refs.
Much better season. You're not a defensive lineman. You're not an edge rusher. They were saying that was the worst season ever. It's funny. Yeah, I don't think that they were holding less, right? I think, because I would read some analysis on some of these offensive linemen, and they said, this is a guy who used to have a problem with offensive holding, benefited by the league calling fewer offensive holding. So it's interesting that they're going to look at it. Because I kind of was under the, I guess I was assuming that it was league driven, that they wanted to say, hey, let's cut back on some of these holding calls. Because I agree, there's nothing worse. There are a few things worse in the NFL than a long 70-yard touchdown run called back because of holding away from the ball that had no impact on the play. If we never see that again, I'll be super happy.
It's almost like the referees got together and they were like, okay, we could call this on every single play. Every game on probably multiple players, right? Every single play. Let's just not call it at all. Or call it only if it's really, really, really egregious, which is so much better.
So we'll see what the NFL does there. Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of people liked where it was. We'll see how different it is this year. We are a week away exactly from round one of the draft. So much chatter about what's going to happen in the first 10 picks here. I think going through the first 10 picks, every one of them is super interesting. Number one, Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. I think that's interesting. New York Jets. Looks like they're going to take the fast riser quarterback out of BYU, Zach Wilson. And then at number three, we're going to talk to my good friend Matt Maiocco, who's been covering the 49ers for years and years and years, about what they may do at number three. But I think that changes everything. Because depending on who they go with, I think that there's going to be a scramble for the two quarterbacks remaining, no matter who they pick. Because I think if they do pass on Mac Jones, I think there are other teams lower that think highly enough of Mac Jones that are going to trade up, maybe with the Falcons at four, Paulie.
The Atlanta Falcons, when they were at their best, it was when Matt Ryan had a lot of weapons, Gonzalez and Julio Jones, and was Roddy White back then when they were in the Super Bowl mix? If you're Atlanta, do you stick with Matt Ryan for three more years, good NFL quarterback or somewhat high-end NFL quarterback, and give him the best skill position player you can? He's sitting there. You get your choice of any skill position player in this draft, Atlanta. Or you could trade down and get a defender. What's that going to do for your program?
He's only 36, right, Matt Ryan? It's funny. He could go down in history as the greatest boring quarterback of all time. Like, you look at his numbers are Hall of Fame worthy. His numbers are up there with a lot of quarterbacks. He's just not that interesting to talk about.
Wouldn't Joe Flacco be first ballot, though?
But he's a better quarterback than, I'm saying he's at another level. Like, you look at Matt Ryan and what he's done, and yeah, it's in an era where we're passing more, quarterback numbers are inflated, but we just kind of take Matt Ryan for granted. And I think he has been one of the best quarterbacks of his generation, McLovin.
Well, you're right. There's going to be a few. I mean, Philip Rivers has that weird person. He'll be a boring Hall of Famer, maybe.
Yeah.
But no, Matt Ryan's a king. Kirk Cousins, if he makes a Hall of Fame. Cousins?
And I'm not even saying boring in the personality department, although that's a little bit of it. It just seems like Matt Ryan. He's Matt Ryan. He doesn't do anything that flashy. You know, it's just kind of, he just gets the job done. But he gets the job done at a high level, and he's done it for a long time.
Kirk Cousins, though, is the owner of two minivans.
Yeah.
He told us that. I mean, yes. Two minivans.
Is Ryan a Hall of Famer? Have we all agreed on that or not agreed?
I don't think many people think he is. His numbers say he's close.
If he had won that Super Bowl against the Patriots.
28-3 is going to hurt him. So if I'm them, I stick with Matt Ryan. I ride it as long as you can ride it. We've seen quarterbacks, well, one or two, in their 40s be able to do it. What do you think about this? Kyle Pitts for Atlanta. Give him another weapon. You got Kelvin, you got Julio. Give him a generational talent at tight end.
Here's the other thought on that, though. The Atlanta Falcons rarely draft in the top four. The last time they drafted in the top four, they took Matt Ryan. And they may not be in striking distance to get Justin Fields or, you know, another quarterback again. And if you're going to do it, this is the time. You don't have to trade up. You don't have to give up draft capital. So that's what a lot of people in Atlanta think is the other option.
You never know. Partly you never know. You think like, oh, it's going to be a weak draft class. We weren't talking about Mac Jones a year ago. We weren't talking about Zach Wilson, really, a year ago. And now they're two of the top quarterbacks, and teams are trading up for him. So maybe. Bengals at five. Bengals is funny because what do? Do you protect Joe Burrow, which you need to do? Obviously, we saw this past year what happens if you don't. Or do you give him a weapon, perhaps his college wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase at LSU? Two great players. I don't know. I almost feel like you can't go wrong there. McLovin, what do you think?
Yeah, that's a big debate. I would go O-line because if Joe Burrow is on his butt, he's not going to hit anybody. He's already got a couple receivers.
Dolphins can do the same thing at six. They can get Tua teamed back up with Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle, two receivers from Alabama. I don't know what Miami's going to do. I don't have a good read on them.
You see reports they might trade down again?
Yeah. Maybe they're just in love with trading up, down, out of every pick. Who was it? Eric DaCosta that said something about that. The Ravens GM is like, they asked him, you've been doing so well. You're such a great GM and you've done well in the draft. How have you done it? And his quote basically was, we just get a bunch of picks and we take a lot of players. And you have a higher chance of getting good players the more picks you have. I was like, it's genius. It's just like, you're right. It is. It's not a total crapshoot, because you look at every year, first rounders on average perform better than second rounders, who on average perform better than third rounders. So there is something to it, but you don't know which first rounders are going to be those guys. There's going to be 15 first rounders who pan out and become starters, and the other 15 aren't. And you might hit, you might not. 7 is the Detroit Lions.
All right, I'm going to put you on this one because you are a Lions fan, right?
Yes.
Longtime Lions fan.
Longtime Lions fan.
Let's say the Lions are on the clock and there's quarterbacks, plural, still out there. Would you rather see them go with a quarterback, even though they got Jared Goff and draft picks, but there's a quarterback who drops to them? Let's say Justin Fields happens to be available and the Lions on the clock. Or if you were a Lions fan, would you rather see them help the defense, help Jared Goff, or trade out and get even more draft picks for their future, which they have a lot of draft picks?
If Penei Sewell is somehow there at 7, I say take him. Take the offensive lineman. You can never go wrong protecting your quarterback. If he's not there and Justin Fields is there, I don't know.
You're grinding. I love it.
I mean, Jared Goff was a number one pick. He was in the Super Bowl not that long ago. You can clearly win with Jared Goff. Now, you have to have Aaron Donald around you on the defensive side of the ball, and the Lions have nothing like that. I'm going with Jared Goff. I'm going with him. I'm going with Jared Goff. We'll get a quarterback later. Give me another stud at a different position. We have too many holes. I don't know. We'll see how that pans out. Carolina Panthers 8. A lot of people thought they were in the market for a quarterback. Then they went out and got Sam Darnold. What do you think? McLovin, what do you think? Are they? I don't think they're in the... I think that did it for them. They got their quarterback. Now they can do whatever.
Well, our good friend of the show, Peter Schrager, Good Morning Football, I think he had... Maybe I'm misquoting. I think he had Justin Fields going there, saying that they might still be in it. I'll have to double check that. It might have been another. So there are some, well, what if Justin Fields fall? Would they double up a quarterback? But I would go O-line. And same for your Lions, too, by the way. I would go O-line, maybe. I'm a big O-line guy. The other thing is, I noticed all these mock drafts, like the offensive tackles are starting to sneak up into the top 10. Like everyone was talking about Devontae Smith, and now you're seeing offensive tackles move up.
It seems like they're the safe pick. You know what you're going to get. Although, looking at last year, there were a couple in the top 10, McLovin, correct me if I'm wrong, that didn't totally pan out. What, Thomas that went to the Giants?
I don't think some people like him, though. Okay. Andrew Thomas, but Tristan Wirfs was good. Mekhi Becton was good.
That's true.
Jedrick Wills. Last year was a pretty good tackle class because Mekhi Becton. But you're right. Dan said the other day that he thinks it's safer to draft an O-lineman because you can kick him to guard where... But to look at the receivers in the first round were worse than the receivers in the second round last year.
There are so many good receivers again in this draft. And I bring it up just because I work with them all the time. My buddy Chris Sims made a great point. He said about these smaller wide receivers, he's just like, we're seeing so many more of them in the game because he thinks part of it is because basketball has moved to just a bunch of tall guys who can shoot. It used to be, you know, tall guys down low who were big and bruisers and da-da-da, and then you got the short guys out wide who can shoot, dribble, all that. But the way the NBA and the way college basketball has all gone, everyone's tall and everyone can shoot. It's like everyone's athletic. And so here you got a bunch of guys, and a lot of the receivers in this draft are 5'11", 6 foot, 160-something pounds if you're Devontae Smith.
And last year, the first wide receiver picked, I think it was Ruggs, Henry Ruggs out of Alabama. Small, fast, not great in his first year.
No.
He showed flashes. Justin Jefferson, bigger guy, sets up rookie records with the Vikings. I mean, he was all pro, not even Pro Bowl. And he was the 22nd pick, Justin Jefferson, out of LSU.
A lot of it depends on how you use him. The Denver Broncos, who picked 9th this year, they took wide receiver last year. The kid out of Alabama and then KJ Hamler out of Penn State. Yeah, Jerry Jeudy out of Alabama. I wonder what they do. I mean, Drew Locke was supposed to be their answer. Doesn't look like he's going to be the answer. Fritzy,
I think Locke had his chance. They gave him several chances, and I think it's time to start anew. They're a 5-11, 6-10 team. They can't even get to 500. It's an effort for them to get anywhere near the end zone when they used to put up 30, 40, 50 points in the Manning days. I think they got to try to move up. And if they couldn't get Russell Wilson, they got to, I think, try to grab that four spot from the Falcons, maybe look at Fields or Lance and start all over again at quarterback. And they can't just run it back and stay in last place in the division.
When Drew Lock was shooting the lasers, Fritzy got his Drew Lock sweatshirt back out. He was wearing it for the first time.
For those brief moments, I like his moxie when things are going well, but they haven't gone well enough.
Tucked it away, brought out the Knicks one instead. Knicks.
If you didn't look at his stats, Drew Lock behaves like a Pro Bowl quarterback. Like, if you see him on the field, like, that guy must be awesome. If you don't watch him play, but you watch his reaction to plays.
That's so funny because they often say that. The quarterback has to be a leader. You got to be the guy out there leading. But people don't mention the fact that if you're not performing on the field, it's very difficult to be a good leader. You're right. People don't take you seriously. You gotta pair them both, performance and leadership. You can't have one without the other. And then 10 Dallas Cowboys, they're talking like everyone says they like Kyle Pitts, but that seems like that's got to be just a rumor out there. You guys want to talk movies at all here? I mean, we don't have enough time.
We do.
I feel like.
Turns out we do.
I feel like we have to get to a commercial break from the rules that you set up for me before I hosted this show.
If you could just set a backdrop up, can you tell us where you're from and your age and generally where you grew up?
I am from Michigan. I am 41 years old. And I'm today hosting the Dan Patrick Show.
And when you grew up, you had a television in the house. And
we had a TV.
And you went to movies like any other family.
Every once in a while, yes.
Okay. You sent us a note the other day. We were discussing movies, and you said you had not seen this movie. Do I have your permission to give it out?
You do.
You've never seen the movie Goodfellas. Correct. How does that happen to an American
movie? The man who does this show every day has not seen that movie either. I feel like I'm in good company.
I think he made good on it and finally saw it, but
oh,
you got a good point.
Oh, okay.
I think Dan is famous for watching pieces of movies. So I think he actually probably watched some of Goodfellas. I don't know that he's finished it. That's usually the way he goes. Oh, yeah, I watched half of Goodfellas the other night. Something like that. I watched half of Mrs. Doubtfire. No kidding. All right.
So there were two that I had not seen for a long time. Godfather and Caddyshack. I had not seen either of them for a long time. And so I went back. Last year, I watched Godfather for the first time. 2 years ago, I watched Caddyshack for the first time. And Caddyshack, Seton, unfortunately for me, watching it in 2019, it did not stand the test of time. I think that's a movie, as great as it is, needed to be seen when it was made.
Well, I would comment on that, on if Caddyshack stands the test of time, but I've never seen Caddyshack all the way through. I've seen pieces of it. I've never actually sat down, like, hit start, and then saw the credits at the end.
You know, if we didn't have 45 minutes to go, I'd ask you guys to leave the building.
Welcome to my world. This is my world. It's like, I haven't seen Caddyshack. What? How have you not seen Caddyshack? That's my life.
Right. I've never seen Slapshot either. Which
I haven't seen that one either. See, I am in good company here. Here I thought I was going to be an outlier. Fritzy?
Caddyshack, Godfather, Reservoir Dogs, all movies I did not see start to finish. So bits and pieces of it, and whatever I was watching, either ended or I didn't stick with it because I didn't see it from the beginning.
Wait, have you seen, maybe you said, have you seen Animal House?
I have not seen Animal House.
Oh, God.
Okay, can you name a movie you have seen?
Yeah, have you seen any movies?
Yeah, there are a lot of good ones.
What's the last one you've seen?
Last one I saw, again, was a movie I'd seen before, which is a really good movie that doesn't get talked about enough. Sister Act is a great movie. Shh. Whoopi Goldberg, awesome movie. Go watch
Lauren
it
Hill?
Again.
Is that the one with Lauren Hill?
One and two.
Yeah.
When you and your high school buddies grew up, what movies did you see and quote and joke
We didn't
around?
Do that. Right. I'll be honest with you. People ask me this. They go, okay, if you didn't watch movies and you don't really get into that many like Netflix TV shows, they go, what do? And I tell them, I go, I don't know. I'll be quite honest with you.
You don't know what you've done.
I don't know what I do.
Are you a big reader?
I must be scrolling Twitter all the time.
But Twitter's, it's only been around since like 2010.
Exactly. What did I do before then? I played video games, Nintendo. I mean, RBI Baseball. I could beat all of y'all at RBI Baseball. I challenge you. Tecmo Super Bowl. I haven't played in a long time, though. You might be able to beat me. McLovin?
I mean, at some point, the nuns didn't notice something was different about Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act. That's your movie? That can't possibly age
my
well
real my favorite movie, number one all time.
Devil Wears Prada?
No. Never saw that. Man. Groundhog's Day.
All right, so you're recovering.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
That's a nice recovery by you.
That's one of the you know, that's a top 10 comedy of all time, probably.
Yeah, it's in the canon.
Yeah.
Okay, since you're 41, how about like Wedding Crashers, Old School? Is that your wheelhouse more so?
Wedding Crashers, I did see.
Okay.
Old School, no. And you know what? I don't know what it is. Here, it's like I have a hard time committing to a whole hour and a half. Like Fritzy says, like he doesn't got to the end of some of these movies. It's like, do I really want to commit the next hour and a half doing this one thing?
Fritzy's the least busy person I've ever met in my life. Besides booking guests for the Dan Patrick Show, he does nothing.
It's very funny when you say, I don't know what I do, because I could totally relate to that. When I'm not like having, you know, pizza or whatever, or napping or something like that, I don't know exactly what I do. I'll go for a walk and stuff. I'll hang out with the family, but I'm not binging Netflix and watching all these movies either.
Me either.
So, but the time somehow goes by, and then it's the next day and the next week and the next month, and I don't know exactly what I did other than my work responsibilities and spending time being a father and a husband.
And they go, yeah, did you watch the game last night? I go, I didn't even do that. No, I didn't. If there's a crime, I have no alibi. Like, I'll be like, I may have done it because I have no recollection of what I've done over the last 10 years. And it's not just movies for me. It's like, we never had HBO growing up. So I never watched The Sopranos. I missed all that stuff.
So if I could just switch this up a little bit, right? Yeah. Since if I was to ask you what you did last night, you'd be like, I don't know. No idea. Do you have any plans today? Like, after, when you're done with this, what are your plans for the rest of the day?
I will go home. That's my plan. I will go home.
Well, that's the driving part.
My kids will get home from school around 3 o'clock.
How old are your kids?
6 and 5. I'll scroll Twitter for a while to see what's going on, right? I may go over to TikTok. I signed up for that about 6 months ago. Highly entertaining. Highly entertaining. It'll be dinner time. I'll eat.
Will you cook?
I will cook.
You will?
I will cook.
Okay.
I'm the cook in the family.
But what you're... See, like, that's a thing that's going to take up some time.
Yes.
Right.
So that's where all my time is going.
I think
like
your time is...
mundane things that, like, don't stand out. And when I die, I'll go, what did I waste my life doing? And I was like, oh, scrolling Twitter and cooking. That was it.
We still got to do a deep dive on what you did from 1990 to 2010. Because those two decades are unaccounted for.
I have a terrible memory, too. This is not good. This is not good. We're getting too deep here. This is becoming like a therapy session, and I'm questioning everything about my life. I need a commercial break.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome in Matt Maiocco, who I used to work with over at NBC Sports Bay Area. Matt, great to see you again. I know this has been a crazy month for you, but ever since that trade happened, what has it been like covering a draft pick that's not going to happen for like 4 or 5 weeks?
It's been great from the standpoint that we've been able to provide a lot of content on three quarterbacks that the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch in particular, have flown around the country to watch. So with the number three overall pick, we assume that Trevor Lawrence is going to be off the board and Zach Wilson is going to be off the board. So the 49ers have racked up some, I would say, frequent flyer miles, but I think they're private jet miles, going to Tuscaloosa, to Columbus, and to Fargo. And I know most times people go there. It's to, you know, relax and vacation, three great vacation spots. But the 49ers have been working to figure out which quarterback they will select with that number three overall pick. And frankly, they really haven't supplied any clues to which way they're leaning with that.
All right. So no clues out there. You hear media reports. You hear a lot of Mac Jones initially, and then he shows up in Columbus, and Justin Fields now is the betting favorite, and then, oh no, Trey Lance is coming strong now. Now I think Mac Jones is back to being the betting favorite. So if you were to put your own hard-earned money, Matt Maiocco, on one of those quarterbacks, which one do you think it would be that the 49ers are going to call at number three?
Well, I would say from the beginning, the guy that kind of stood out to me as the person who best fits the description of a Kyle Shanahan quarterback is Mac Jones. And I know there's a very wide disparity and wide range of opinions about him, and that, I'm sure he does not at all fit what some teams want to do. I think other teams, he fits very well. And I think the 49ers are one of those teams from just the standpoint of playing traditional quarterback. And, you know, no, he's not going to run around and make plays off script and all that stuff. But I don't think Kyle Shanahan wants a guy who's going to necessarily make plays off script, because Kyle Shanahan is very confident in his own ability to draw up plays against a certain defense, and he expects the ball to come out on time and to be on target and to get yards after the catch. And that's why I certainly lean toward Mac Jones as being that selection at number three.
So I know you work with Jeff Garcia, NFL quarterback, 11 years, 5 years with the 49ers. I don't know. I'm curious. Have you talked with him at all about those three rookie quarterbacks and his thoughts on some of the pros and cons of each of them?
Yeah, I haven't specifically here in the last few weeks, but I do believe that he's a Justin Fields guy. And, you know, the fan base out here certainly wants to see Justin Fields. You know, from my standpoint, I think I'd be probably more inclined to lean toward Trey Lance. I think Justin Fields, I mean, all three of these guys are really outstanding, or were really outstanding collegiate quarterbacks. They're all off the charts smart as far as just football knowledge and just smarts in general. The one thing that kind of gives me pause about Justin Fields, though, is just the high number of sacks that he took while at Ohio State for whatever reason. You know, we know that Ohio State, just as Alabama and North Dakota State at the FCS level, all those programs are a cut above the competition they're facing by and large on a weekly basis up until, of course, the playoffs. And for Justin Fields to take as many sacks as he takes, to me, is a little bit alarming, because it's not like it's going to be easier once you get to the NFL level. And so much of it is getting rid of the ball on time and not relying on your escape ability. And that's something that I think in the NFL you see, is that, you know, quarterbacks who are able to keep plays alive longer and make more big plays off script are also the quarterbacks who get sacked more. I think that would bear out if you look at the quarterbacks in the NFL level. And so I don't think that Kyle Shanahan wants those negative plays. I mean, for him, a negative play is if it wasn't drawn up properly, or it's the wrong play call against the wrong defense, get rid of the ball and live to play another down. It's not necessarily run around, and maybe there's a chance that he can break off a 15-yard run, but also there's a chance that he's going to be dropped for a 12-yard sack. So I just don't think that balance is something that necessarily would fit with Kyle Shanahan. That said, of course, they'll end up taking Justin Fields.
And we'll play this tape back, Matt, over and over.
Oh, please do. Yeah, please do.
Matt Maiocca has been covering the 49ers for years with NBC Sports Bay Area. So what happened with Jimmy G? How did this all turn? Because it wasn't long ago, they were trading a second-round pick for him. They were paying him a lot of money, which they are still paying him. He almost won a Super Bowl, came one or two passes away from doing that. What changed? Why have they soured on Jimmy G, you think?
Yeah, well, I'll try to make this as brief as possible. But yeah, I mean, they acquired him in the middle of the 2017 season. He had about a month to learn the playbook. And he was basically learning it game plan by game plan, wasn't learning the entire offense. He gets in at the end of the 2017 season and just let it fly. And the 49ers won 5 games. He played exceptionally well. And then they award him that contract. But really what happened with Garoppolo is he never really took that next step. And I think there was a lot of frustration on the part of Kyle Shanahan of drawing the play up, explaining during the week what your reads are, and this is going to pop open. All you have to do is trust it and let it fly. And I don't know that he made those kinds of anticipation throws up to the liking of Kyle Shanahan. So there was some frustration there. And even in the Super Bowl, I'm not even going to talk about the Emmanuel Sanders overthrow, but there were a couple plays before that where if he had just trusted his coaching and thrown the ball on schedule, the 49ers probably win that game. And then you factor in so that frustration, along with the fact that two of the past 3 years he hasn't remained healthy. And in 2018, the 49ers appeared to be ready to kind of break through and perhaps be a playoff team. And he gets injured a third game of the season, an ill-advised play on his part to try to cut it back inside when he should have just run out of bounds, tears his ACL. And then, of course, last year, a couple of different high ankle sprains. So I think the combination of a little bit of frustration of how he was running the offense, as well as the major frustration of not having him available for, by and large, two of the past 3 seasons, and the 49ers have decided we can't continue to risk this. We need our best quarterback on the field, so let's go get a new best quarterback.
All right, so then last one, Matt. After that, after they take a quarterback, which everyone thinks they're going to do, what happens with Jimmy Garoppolo? Because there's this thought, and you mentioned it there, that if Jimmy G stays on the roster, wins the job, has a really good year, they go to the playoffs, and then what do you do? And I say to them, you're talking to a Detroit Lions fan, and you're painting playoffs with a quarterback as a bad case scenario. I would love that, as with two quarterbacks. So what do you think they do? Can they trade Jimmy G? We talked to Ben Volen from Boston, said Patriots fans would love to have him back. Do you think they ultimately keep him as an insurance policy or trade him?
That is one that's very difficult to answer. I would think that if they get somebody like Mac Jones or even Justin Fields, I think guys who have played a lot of football here recently, I think that they could definitely look to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And so with no guaranteed money also, you know, they can trade him, they can cut him. I don't think they would cut him, but they can get rid of that contract and save that $25 million for future, you know, guys who are coming up on deals such as Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Mike McGlinchey, and some others. And with, if they were to get a Trey Lance, I would think just because he hasn't played much football here in the last year and a half, they would hold on to Garoppolo. Now, before the news broke on March 26th that they were making this trade up to three, Kyle Shanahan reached out to Jimmy Garoppolo. And basically what's been told him is do what Alex Smith did with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2017. And that was, you know, the heir apparent is behind you in the case of Patrick Mahomes. If you go out, play well, the team benefits because, as you mentioned, could be playoffs, could be, you know, a march to the Super Bowl, who knows? But ultimately, if Garoppolo stays on the field and produces while also grooming the rookie behind him, now all of a sudden he can parlay that into a great situation in 2022 with another team. And in the case of Alex Smith, when he moved on to Washington, he got a really nice contract. So, you know, what's been pitched to Garoppolo is, yeah, you're disappointed, you're pissed off, all that stuff, but go out and play good football and everybody benefits, first and foremost yourself.
It's going to be fascinating what they do when they're on the clock a week from today. Matt Maiocca will be all over it. You can follow him on Twitter. He's got a podcast. He's on TV. He is everywhere. Matt Maiocca, my good friend from NBC Sports Bay Area. Be good, my friend. Thanks.
All right, Amit. Thank you so much.
Matt knows all with the 49ers. And just from following a lot of 49er fans out there still, I can tell you, and Matt alluded to it, that if they do take Mac Jones, number three overall, there's going to be a lot of upset fans out there. It might be the pick, and it might work out for the best. Fans are not going to be on board right away.
It's fascinating because, like, Garoppolo seems like a good quarterback, but they must know something that they've seen all his cards. They've seen everything he could do. Kind of like the Bears move on from Trubisky, even though for a Bear quarterback, he performed pretty well. Yeah. The bar is low, but they said, nah, we're going to go in a different direction.
You know what it reminds me of, kind of? It reminds me when I was out in the Bay Area and covering the Warriors, and their head coach was Mark Jackson. And they were better than they had been for a long, long time. And he got them to the playoffs, and they hadn't been there for a long time. They even won a playoff series with Mark Jackson. And then the talk was, he's good to get us here. We need someone to take us here, though, and take us here and to this level. Matt was talking about there.
If you Alex go back Smith. And look at your Warriors, what you're talking about,
yeah.
The year before, the year Mark Jackson was there, Steph Curry averaged 24 points a game. He's a very good player, but you know, made an all-star team. He was taking about 7.5 threes a game. Year and a half later, Steve Kerr's in charge. He's leading the league in scoring, 30 points a game, shooting 11 threes a game, and he was the MVP. Big difference. Big difference in format.
Took him to the next level. The problem was then a lot of people saw the Warriors do that and they're like, all right, we'll do that too. And they ended up actually firing the coach that was better than the coach they hired. So you don't always get it right, and that's always the hope, but I think that's what it is for the 49ers. And when you see your season totally crumble and collapse 2 out of the last 3 years when your quarterback gets hurt, you're going to go, we need to fix this. We need at least 2 quarterbacks or one that's not going to get hurt. And you can say injuries are fluky, and I do think they are to a certain extent. But the more you talk to NFL talent evaluators, they say, yes, injuries are fluky, but there are some players who are athletic enough to not get their body in that position. We started the show by talking about Barry Sanders. He had very few injuries in his career, and his knees are bent in every which way. But he was athletic enough to get his body out of those really tough situations. That's why I think Kyler Murray goes number one, very small quarterback, but he's athletic enough not to take those big hits. And you wonder about Jimmy Garoppolo. Are they freak injuries, or is there certain times where he's putting himself into bad situations and this is the result of it? I don't know what's going to happen. McLovin, what do you think they do?
I think they go quarterback. I think they have a small window. Well, not a small, they have 2 Hall of Famers. I think Nick Bosa is he's a wrecking machine, and George Kittle's the second best tight end or best. So they say, well, we gotta get a guy to take advantage of all these, and Raheem Mostert and Debo, and they have so many good players.
But what happens if they traded all this and they're not good and they don't have first round picks for a long time?
Yeah, that's the, if you just gave up, you think you're giving up, you know, 20 through 30, hopefully, if you're the 49ers, or 32, if it goes really well. But yeah, what if you're giving up? Those future first round picks are top 10 picks. So I don't know. The Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are very well liked out there, taking them back to the Super Bowl. They got the long-term deal. But I do think, and I didn't have a chance to ask Matt there, I do think, Paulie, if this doesn't go well, if the quarterback they pick is not the guy, I don't know how you survive that.
Yeah, you get fired, but they're kind of doing the move that the Kansas City Chiefs did. I think Alex Smith made the Pro Bowl, and they drafted Mahomes that offseason. Alex Smith was a good Pro Bowl quarterback, You know, led them to, a 10-4 record or something like that. And they went the other way and got Mahomes. And they had Kelsey and they had Tyreek Hill, and they plugged in Mahomes after 1 year and all went fantastic.
And Alex Smith went through it a couple times. He was with the 49ers, and then he got beat out by Colin Kaepernick, and then he's with the Chiefs and gets beat out by Patrick Mahomes. But I think for both of those, it made more sense. It's like Colin Kaepernick, he can do so much. He can run, he can throw. It's like, yeah, I can see that. And then Patrick Mahomes comes in and throws 50 touchdowns. You're like, I can see it, more dynamic. He can give you more. If they draft Mac Jones, that's a tougher argument to make that this is clearly an upgrade. You have to wait until it happens on the field. And we will see who they pick with a third overall pick coming up in just a week from now. Got to take one more break. When we come back, we'll say what we learned, what movies I should watch, what I should do for the rest of the night, because honestly, I have no plans. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love all the new rule changes. We gave NFL rule changes. We talked to Matt Maiocco about what may happen with the 49ers at number 3. He thinks probably Mac Jones. He might go Trey Lance. We'll see what the 49ers do there. What happened in the past? This day in sports history. We have one of those, Paulie?
Yeah. In 1876, 8 baseball teams began the first season of the National League. Phillies won their first game. 1914, Babe Ruth made his pitching debut with the Baltimore Orioles. His first 3 years in the big leagues, he was just a pitcher. 1915, the New York Yankees wore pinstripes for the first time. And let's see. 2010, the NFL draft was aired in primetime for the first time. And they announced it a couple months earlier, and I found a few articles. The NFL announced we're going to do the draft at night, the first round at night. I think it was a Thursday night, the first one. And yeah. People were like, there's not going to be that kind of interest. There's not enough action in the draft to put it in prime time.
Fast forward to now, and we'll be talking about next year's draft right after this year's draft. Yeah. It's a year-long process.
There it is.
Poll question. McLovin, what do we
Who
have?
Who should the 49ers take at number 3? It's a runaway, Justin Fields.
Yeah, people love Justin Fields. And I get it, right? He's the new age quarterback. But can he take advantage of all the passing game stuff? I think that's the one question. And he did at Ohio State. He did great there. I think that's the one question that teams will have on him, but he's awesome to watch on the football field. Can I give you my baseball rule changes? I always got to throw those at the end. I feel like this is not going to be a receptive audience to them from what I've heard so far. But I love baseball, and I want to see it continue to thrive. And what we've seen from the early numbers of MLB.tv, it's doing really well. A lot of people are watching the first couple weeks here of the season. But I want to make some games more important. 162 games, I like that. Every night there's a new game. You can watch your team every night. But on Sunday, that game for every team is worth 3 wins. 3 win Sunday. Seton has buried his head into his hands. Paulie's head is down. He's embarrassed. Won't even look at me anymore.
I'm trying to soak it. I'm trying to soak this one.
It's like the money ball in the 3-point shooting contest of the NBA.
It's all about events, right? The NFL is huge because Sunday, must watch. That's a huge event. That's your team. You get one chance each week. Baseball's different. You play all the time. 3 win Sunday. I think Fritzy's on board.
I think that's crazy talk. I had a problem with putting a guy in second base in the 10th inning and giving someone 3 wins for one.
So you save your pitcher. Let's say your pitcher is healthy. Your ace is healthy for Saturday. You scratch him, healthy scratch, which is one of my favorite terms in sports. And you save him for Sunday. That would be a strategy, right?
Yeah, I think maybe you pitch him 3 innings on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or a Wednesday, and then you have them for the whole game on Sunday. I bet there's one person out there that thinks that's a good idea. And if you do, email in.
It's original.
DP@danpatrick.com, and you guys must read it tomorrow.
3 win Sunday.
3 win Sunday. I'm not going to give you my other rule changes because that one went so poorly. But that one is my one. I would love that one to happen.
To compensate, would it be half win Monday where you just put out your worst guy?
No. Yeah, I mean, it would be. Like, Saturday night would be not a good team. Your catcher wouldn't play. McLovin.
Did you consider 2 games? You had to go to 3?
I considered four. And my friends talked me out of it. They go, Ahmed, this is, no one's going to like this anyway. And especially at four. And I was like, all right, I'll do three. You'd have to watch. That would, if you're a baseball fan, you'd have to watch that day. All right. Maybe I should watch a movie tonight.
Goodfellas?
Give it a shot. You'll like it a lot.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it the Fritzy style.
You will love Goodfellas.
I'll watch the beginning of it. I might not get to the end.
If you watch the beginning of it, I think you'll stick with it all the way through.
Ross Tucker in here tomorrow for me. Guys, thanks so much for having me. You guys have built something really special here. You should be really proud of that. That is the Dan Patrick Show. I'm Ahmed Fareed. We'll see you later.
Go to rockauto.com for all the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com is a family business founded by automotive engineers in 1999 with two goals in mind, Paul Pabst. Can you guess what those two goals were?
Help people find parts for their cars at low prices?
That's both goals right there. Come Bang! On. You nailed it. Absolutely. Rockauto.com has the correct parts for vehicles of all ages. As Paul, you know, you just bought another whip.
It's crazy helpful if you guys out there like old cars. I just got a 96 Toyota 4Runner and it was missing two of the center caps. Like the caps on the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered those. They were like $15 each. And then it was broken. The little air vent in the middle for the air conditioning heat. I ordered that. It was $1461 at rockauto.com.
Wow, those seem like pretty, like, they got to be tough to go find.
It's obscure parts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, why waste time and money hunting for parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines? Go to rockauto.com today. Make sure you tell them about us. Write Dan Patrick in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know we sent you all the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.